Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. And welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment, or you have an opinion about today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Okay? Again, 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Call. Let's talk. All right? Again, now today is Halloween. It's Wednesday, October 31st. Can you guys believe that it's already November? We're getting ready to go into the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to go into the serious holiday season, right? And, you know, this is the greatest time of the year. It's the best time to work, because if you go to work every day, you're going to get you're getting a lot of days off. So go ahead and go to work. Don't take no days off. Go to work. Be dedicated. Make it happen. All right. 516-531-9483 833 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, right now it's 74 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 76, so we've dropped a couple of degrees, but it is still awesomely nice outside. I drove home today with my top down, and it was perfect. Perfect. Didn't have to turn the heat on or anything. I just, you know, cruised on up the road and cruised on in, right? Looking at a low tonight of 59. Not too bad for a Halloween night. Tomorrow, Thursday, thunderstorm, 69 is the high. Friday, rain, 62. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, mid to upper 60s. Okay? So grab a hold of that, guys, and, you know, do with it what you want. Right? This is the Frank Williams Show. Okay? Let's get our word of the day. Let's see what they sending us today as our word of the day. Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy is a noun, and it's spelled L-Y-C-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y. Lycanthropy. 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 Okay, it's a noun, and the definition is a delusion that one has become a wolf. That's on Halloween, right? They knew what they were doing. Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy is a delusion that one has become a wolf. Okay, and the number second meaning is the assumption of the form and characteristics of a wolf, held to be possible by witchcraft or magic. Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy. That's a good word, guys. Grab a hold of that. Take it. Run with it. However you want to do. It is yours. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and we are here today. Halloween. And I wanted to do a show on Halloween. I'm getting so bogged down with doing so many different things that I'm just, you know, not available a lot of times to do the show. I need a co-host, okay? If you'd like to co-host the show, and if you're live online on my show page, click on the contact icon and contact me and let me know, send me a message and let me know if you'd like to co-host the show. I mean, you don't have to be here with me or here at me. You can be at your house and you can co-host the show. You can set it up and do everything. I'll teach you that. No big deal. So I'd like to have a co-host, somebody who can do the show when I'm not available, okay? Because we need to keep this thing moving forward, right? Now, today's episode is entitled, How Important is Money in a Relationship? How important is money in a relationship? Okay? And what I wanted to discuss is the importance of money in a relationship. Okay? Is it important? Well, you know, money is important to everyone's being, right? That's just the way America is, okay? And, you know, I make this and I want to sell it to you and you give me money for it and I take my money and I go buy something that I need and I give them money for what they make and this. That's how things work. Okay? As soon as you walk out of the house and go get in your car, you're spending money. Okay? So money is important to an individual. Okay? Now, when an individual is in a relationship with another individual, then, you know, and what I mean by in a relationship is you're in the early stages of a relationship. Okay? You're in the early stages of a relationship, and, you know, how important is money in the, at that stage? Okay? So y'all been dating maybe a month, 2 months. Okay? Not even 6 months. And, you know, and you know, you know, y'all kind of feeling each other because after the first date, you know, if you weren't feeling each other, if you weren't feeling him, he wasn't feeling you, I can pretty much guarantee you that it would not have been a second date. And then the first date may not have been to Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Okay? The first date may have been to a Red Lobster where I don't have to spend a lot of money, but we can go to a nice place, have some good food, and have a good conversation. That's another way of grabbing a hold of what she's thinking, what he's thinking, and kind of get to know each other and start to figure this thing out. Now you go down the road a little bit and you've been seeing each other about 6 months now and been dating and doing this and doing that. And y'all feeling each other. You're really liking each other. Now, money's still not important at this point. Frank, why you say that? I say that because y'all just dating. Y'all aren't living together. Y'all aren't sharing, you know, the responsibilities of a household. None of that stuff. Money becomes important when you start commingling. Okay? When you start to cohabitate. What do you mean by cohabitate, Frank? I mean, cohabitate is that you guys are together and y'all living together. And because let me take this thing to the edge right here, because when you think about it, if you're gonna live together, you're in a relationship and you're living together, right? Then now we got to figure out how we gonna pay the rent, the gas, the water, the electric. How we gonna do that? Okay, I'm gonna lay the bill down and you pay your half and I pay my half and that's the bill, right? We go to the grocery store, you pay your half, I pay my half, that's the bill. Right? Now, money's important because now if you don't have any money to pay your bills, pay your rent, then it's not going to work. You're going to have to go back home and live with mama or go back to living on your own with your roommate or whatever. But the relationship with the roommate will not work. Okay, the relationship with the roommate will not work if you don't have any money. So money is important in a relationship. And I mean, money is important in a relationship once you get to a certain point in a relationship, when you start to cohabitate. And you start to commingle your funds, then money becomes important. And money is important from then on through the relationship. Now, for you say, Frank, you hadn't even talked about being in love. Well, you know, again, you guys wouldn't have made it past the first, second date without, you know, liking each other. I like how she looks. She like how I look. We talk, you know. I ran my game on her. She ran her game on me. We good. You know, I want to see her again. And you want to see her again because you want to get to a point where she's comfortable with you and everything's good. And now, hey, invite her over to the apartment. You know, I'll go grab some Chinese. You can come over to the apartment. We can eat and, you know, hang out. Then, you know, hey, ain't no big deal. If she wants to, you know, push something, then I'm not going to stop her from pushing something. I'm not going to push up on her. Okay, and so that's when you say, you know, hey, this thing is gonna be serious, and you start to move forward in your relationship. Again, as you move forward in your relationship, yeah, money becomes important, but you're not gonna move forward in a relationship if you're not feeling that other person. If you're not falling in love with that other person, you're not going to move along in the relationship. And I'm talking about early in the relationship, right? So as y'all move along in the relationship, and then you say, hey, babe, you know, we feeling like this toward each other. I want to move in together. I want us to move in together. I think we'll be a lot better, and if you feel the way I feel, you know, let's move in together. Actually, you got to lay it down to them just like that. And then you got to set up. Let her answer. She'll say, well, I've been thinking about that too, and I think it'll be okay. So now at this point in the relationship, okay, y'all start to co-mingle, cohabitate. Now money gets to be important. Money wasn't important in the relationship before now. But when y'all cohabitate and live together, now money is important. And money's going to be important from there on. Right? Because you got to live. So money's going to be important from that point on. But before that, money wasn't important. Because you got to spend this time getting to know that person, falling in love with that person. And then you guys, they say, hey, you know, I like to live together. You know, I don't know how I did it. I don't remember how I did it. It was 31-2 years ago when I did it. And so I don't really remember how I did it, but I know I asked. And she hesitated for just a minute. But then she said she thought that would be a great idea. And then we started to cohabitate. Now, you got to bring money to the table every month or every week or however y'all going to do this thing. Now, money's important. But before y'all start living together, money wasn't important. Money wasn't important to me before we started living together. I like, man, I can afford, you know. $50 dinner, two of us. You know? Say, Frank, where can you eat for $40-$50, two people? Well, I'm talking about 1987, 86, something like that. You can eat good for $40 back then. And, you know, so, and I was making, you know, I was making great money. I was working for an attorney, a big time attorney. So I was making great money. She was making great money. So money wasn't a big deal then. I was working. I had a car. I was living with my mom, but I had a car and I could go back and forth to work. I was making money. You know, I was good then. So money wasn't important then. We could go and we could do stuff. We could go on weekend trips. We went on weekend trips, did all this kind of stuff. Okay. And at that point, you know, that's when you start, you know, you fall in love with someone. And then you think, hey, you wanna be with them all the time. We should live together. Then money becomes important. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys call in. Hit the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to talk on the show, and I'll put you on the air. We're talking about how important is money in a relationship. I know a lot of you guys are, popping in and out on the show and listening in. I appreciate that. And, you know, but this is what we're talking about. How important is money in a relationship? How important is it in your relationship? What do you think? And I don't care where you are in your relationship. I don't care if you're 2 months into your relationship, 6 months, 5 years, 20 years in your relationship. Okay? Money didn't become important until you guys started living together. And I probably speak for, I don't speak for anyone. I speak for myself. But for me, money wasn't important then. I had money. I wasn't trying to do no outlandish stuff like, go to Hawaii or take her to some, $200 restaurant downtown. That wasn't it. We were in the early stages of our relationship. So money wasn't important then. And I could have taken her down to a $200 restaurant downtown at that time. Because I was making money. I was living with my mom. I only had to pay the cable bill, and I gave her some money on the groceries. That was it. The rest of the money, I took care of my car, and then I took care of my girl. We hung out. But I was getting to know her, getting to know the real her. So money wasn't important in our relationship until we started living together. 516-531-9483. Again, guys, I just want to apologize to you guys for not being on the air as much as I used to. I'm trying to get back to where I was. It's just a lot going on, okay? A lot going on. And I'm trying to get my youngest daughter to figure out what college she's going to go to next year. And so that's a lot of stress on us. But, no excuses for me. I'm going to do the show as much as I can, when I can. And you guys keep feeding me these show titles and show topics. And I'm going to get them on the air. I guarantee you. And if you're on my list, And if you're on my show page right now, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up, and you'll be able to follow the show. And whenever I do have a show, it will alert you that I'm doing the show at a certain time, this and that, and this and that. So do that if you're online listening to the show, which I know a lot of you guys are. And if you're not, if you're on my text list or whatever, again, guys, I'm going to get better. Okay. I promise you, I'm going to get better and better and better. All right. But again, getting back to our show is that how important is money in a relationship? Now I'm not talking about these, I don't know about no, transgender, these lesbian, the gay folks, I don't know how their relationships work. Okay, so I'm not going to speak on that. All right, I'm talking about man, woman, traditional relationship. All right, that's all I can speak on. That's all I've ever known. Okay, I mean, I can say something about that, but I'm best to leave it alone. Money's going to be important in your relationship. If you're at the beginning of a relationship, money's going to be important. At some point in your relationship, when you start to cohabitate and live together, get an apartment together, you sign a lease. Now you're both on the hook for this apartment. So you got to pay for this apartment every month. Money is important. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not bringing your share of the money to the table, if you don't want to work, or if you had a job when we signed this lease, and then now you don't have a job and you're not trying to get a job, man, this not going to work. Money's important at that point in a relationship. Okay, so think about that, guys. All you young cats out there, young ladies and young men who are in a relationship, remember, find out if that's going to be your long-time girl. You gotta work it out. And ladies, you gotta test these guys to find out if that's going to be your guy for the long haul. You're going to fall in love with this guy. You're going to fall in love with this girl. But, the money thing doesn't become important again until you guys move in together. Believe me, trust me, I've been there. I'm there right now, okay? And it's not hard. If you work every day, it's not hard. Money. Because if you work every day, then you're living at your income level. So if you're gonna work every day, you're gonna be able to live, the way you're living. You're gonna be able to put that money out there the way you're putting it out there. So continue to go to work, continue to take care of each other, and I guarantee you, everything else will be just fine. It'll be perfect, as a matter of fact. And think about this, and I'm gonna close the show out with this. Think about this. Your girl is the one, okay? And I'm talking to young men and young women out there, and the others who've been in a relationship or in a relationship in 20, 30 years, whatever, 10 years or whatever, y'all think about this as well. Man, when you first figured out that this girl is, this is it. She's the true lady. I mean, there've been other women out there, whatever, that you dated or whatever on the way, but she's different from what they are. And man, she the one. She accept me for who I am. I accept her for who she is. I feel good about this girl. That's what I told my mom. I said, "Like, mom, I feel good about this girl." And my mom took me down the right road. So that's what I want to do. I want to take you guys down the right road. If you go down the right road with this girl, you think she's the one. Now I'm gonna tell you, she might not be the one, but if you think she's the one, don't let go till you find out that she's not the one. But if you think she's the one, I believe you'll be right, because, you know, I was right. And I, you know, I held on for the duration. Still holding on. Okay? So, you know, that's what I wanted to close the show out with, is that you stay on that girl. Stay with her. Work things out. Help her out. She'll help you out. Take care of each other, man. Go to work every day. And everything will be all right. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Happy Halloween, guys. That was me. That wasn't a ghost in your room. I'll see you. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.